This is Inspiration Sounds, coming to you from Haverstock Studios in Auckland, New Zealand. Well, welcome back everybody to another episode of Inspiration Sounds. And today, coming to you from a very wet and windy Auckland. We've just had a storm pass through here. So, the weather's not so good. It's a great kind of weather though for reading a book or listening to stories. And so, that's what we'll be doing today. More stories from the heart of the world, from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. Stay with me. We have two stories. Sit back and relax. Put your feet up. I'm Budsamudra. The Brilliant Student, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. At a particular college, a professor of history was quite well known. He was a good professor, and also he showed a personal interest in his students. If students didn't come to his classes, he would send for them and inquire why they were not coming. Everyone was very, very grateful to him for his kindness. One student came to his class the first day of the school year. Then he did not come again. The history professor sent students to inquire what was wrong. Nobody ever found him at home, so they couldn't give any news of him. 4 months later, on the day before the examination, one young man in history class met this particular student on the way to the college. He asked him, "Are you going to come tomorrow to the history exam?" The student said, "Of course I am." The young man started laughing out loud because this student had come to class only once. But the following day, the student did come to sit for the examination. The kind-hearted teacher was mad and sad. He was mad because the student had not come even one more time after the first day, and he was sad because he felt that this fellow would fail miserably. Some naughty students were there. When they saw this student, they all started laughing. For so many months, he had not come. How would he answer any questions? He had not studied at all, so what could he know? The teacher said to him, "Do you really want to take the examination? Will it not be better for you to take it next semester?" "Oh no," said the student, "let me try. I may pass the examination. If you are very kind, I will definitely pass." "Oh no, I am kind only in that I show personal interest in my students, seeing which students are coming and noting their behavior. But when I am correcting the examination papers, I have to be strict." But the student said, "You are kind in other ways. As a human being, you are kind. Are you not going to pass me?" In this way, the student pleaded with the teacher. "I am legally obliged to allow you to take the examination because you sent in your fee. I can't ask you not to take the examination, but I am not obliged to pass you." Then the teacher passed out the examination. The students were allowed 2.5 hours to complete it. But this particular student finished everything in an hour. So, again, all the students started laughing, thinking, "Oh God, look at this fellow. What could he have written in an hour?" Outwardly, the teacher didn't laugh, since he was respectable, but he laughed inwardly. After the examination was over, the professor collected all the papers and took them home to correct. Oh God, this fellow had answered all the questions perfectly except one. All the other students had made many more mistakes than he. Some had failed totally because they didn't know the subject at all, while others did well, but not as well as this young man. He far surpassed the rest of the students. The professor wondered how this could be. The student had been sitting in front of him, so he could not have copied. The others all saw that he was not doing anything unfair. The teacher could not figure it out. In a few days' time, the professor informed the students that they could come to get their papers. When the professor saw this one student, he asked, "How could you do so well when you had not been coming to class at all?" "Sir, When I came here the first day, I saw that your students were all idiots, and I felt that it was not necessary to come here every day. I decided that I would come only for the examination, and I knew I would pass. I had the book, and also I have a private tutor who teaches me higher courses. Next year, I will go to another university to study. But this year I have been studying with private tutors because the students here are all fools. But why did you make that one mistake? Oh, well, this is my fate. What do you mean? I attended your class one day, and you confused me. If I had not come to your class that day, I would have answered that question correctly. You have idiot students, and the way you explained it to them created confusion for me. So I could not answer that question correctly. It was all because of what you did on that day. If you had not discussed that particular matter, I would have answered that question correctly, as I did with all the rest. Sending His Father to the Mental Asylum, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. A young boy was doing his homework, and his father was sitting beside him reading the newspaper. At one point, the boy grew tired and asked, "Father, why do you read the newspaper? Do I have to read the newspaper when I grow older and reach your age?" The father said,
"Definitely. Definitely you will have to read the newspaper."
"But why?"
"Well, the newspaper gives world information. If you are in the world, then you have to be aware of the world situation."
But Father, I have heard people saying that the newspaper is all falsehood. It reports, exaggerate everything, so why do we have to read this?"
"Please, please, my son, do not argue with me. In the newspaper, there are many engaging things, and also there are many things which are discouraging. There are many things true and many things false. Our heart will tell us what to accept and what to reject."
The son replied with yet another question, "That means people who do not read newspapers are all fools."
"Oh, yes. Yes, they're all fools. They do not care for the world."
"But Father, there are many spiritual people who do not read the newspaper at all. Are they also fools?"
"Again you are bothering me," said the father, looking up from his newspaper. "No, spiritual people are not fools. They are dealing with God. I do not know what they are thinking about God and what God is thinking about them, but I know that they are thinking of God.
So they are wasting time?"
"It is up to God to decide whether he is wasting his time or his devotees are wasting their time."
"Father, can I ask you one more question?"
Now the father was really frustrated with his son. "No, you are talking too much, too much. You are destroying my concentration. Too much talking is not good."
"Too much talking is not good, Father? But you send me to school. The teacher talks and talks and talks.
Nobody can stop him. Since he talks and talks, we cannot talk at all.
We show him such respect, then afterwards, the teacher blesses us and says, 'Why do you not talk? Why are you acting like a silent wall? Look at this teacher, Father.'"
"You are impossible, my son. The teacher is giving you such wisdom. You should listen, even if she talks for an hour."
"Then why does the teacher blame us when we do not answer his questions?"
"Of course you are supposed to answer his questions. Now, I have had enough. I have had enough of this. I do not want to hear any more. Not even one word from you. If you go on talking to me, interrupting, you are going to send me to the mental asylum."
"But Father, Father, tell me, in the mental asylum, are people allowed to read the newspaper?"
"You idiot! Do you think the authorities will allow patients to read the newspaper there? They want to keep what is happening in the world a secret from the patients. So many bad things are happening. They do not want the patients to know because the patients are already having so many problems."
Then Father, when You will be in the mental asylum. You will have no newspaper, so I will go and chat with you, said the little boy, triumphantly.
I hope you enjoyed those two stories today on episode 64 of Inspiration Sounds. Well, that's all we have time for today. I really do hope you enjoyed those stories. That last one, yeah, I think I've had a few conversations like that with my father or perhaps my mother as a young child with the inquisitive mind, not knowing that I was driving my parents around the bend. Anyway, I hope you'll join me next week for more stories from the heart of the world. Again, we'll have two or three stories next week on a completely different topic. So if you want to view these stories, you can see them online at srichamoylibrary.org. And also, you can listen to this episode plus other ones from the past on Radio Sri Chinmoy. .org. So, thank you so much for listening. It's been my pleasure to bring it all to you once again. My thank you to the team, which is Jaitra, Kamalakanta, and Shumangali for putting it all together. And thank you to you for listening. But until next week, stay safe, stay warm. It's bye-bye from me, and bye-bye from me.